Welcome back to No Free Drinks. This is Maddie, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, and Wesley.
This is Lena D.
Wow, that's messed up. You ruined my intro. You mother. You know what? I ain't going to say nothing.
But who are you?
I'm Wesley. Damn, that's messed up. I've been listening to This Is America. Feel charged as fuck. Let's go. Let's do this. Come on. Don't look at me all crazy. Come on, let's do it.
Okay, so thanks for coming back. Thanks for joining us. We're happy to have you. If you listened to our last episode, then you heard the little sneak peek that we gave you into what we're doing and the mastermind and the deviousness that we've come up with for this podcast.
Yeah.
Let me stop. But no, on some
big
seriousness,
exciting things.
Yes, we have been thinking and planning and plotting on y'all asses. I'm so serious. I'm gonna stop now and I'll be serious.
This is a setup.
Because you know in Brooklyn this out no, it's not how we do. We actually we're actually really nice. Except for the people
it's
around
good
you.
Plotting.
Yes.
We're but nice we've folk. We like botanical gardens.
We've been at work. We just want you to, guys to know that we have been working and we've come up with some changes and some new directions that we want to go with the podcast. And in order to do that, and just to still give you guys something, because we don't just want to tell you, here's what we're doing. We want to make sure that we're teaching you. And this is a learning moment for all of us. So we're also going to talk about goals. We're going to talk about our goals, goal setting, and really just how we're working to achieve everything that we've set out to and making sure that we are actually doing what we set out to do with this podcast and with the content that we're putting out to you and how we're presenting ourselves to you guys. So the first thing is, how do you do it? What's the process? What do you do? Stuff. No, that's a real question. It's not a hypothetical. Don't stare at me.
Oh, I thought you had the answers for us, Maddie.
Come on, Sway. You got to have these answers.
It's a team effort. This is a team effort. So y'all didn't introduce yourselves just to sit here and listen to me teach.
I mean, you're such a great teacher. Like
I know.
I could let you just do the episode all by yourself.
No, nah, people would write such angry letters. Like, why did y'all let this girl?
Oh, wow. But back to the process. You should really have a process, by the way. So especially when we were talking about, you know, new year, same you, but better. And mm-hmm. So we had in January this like whole slate of episodes that was all about how do you take time to reinvest back in yourself, keep yourself accountable. This is kind of that episode where it's like, hey, it is now the end of May.
Jeez. You're flew by.
Yes. It is now the end of May. And before you know it, June's going to be here. And that's kind of like the 6-month mark.
Yeah.
Halfway point. Let's go.
And for No Free Drinks, it's actually almost the year mark.
Yeah.
Woo. So happy birthday almost to you.
Almost birthday.
What was that?
I don't know.
But the whole point is that when we started No Free Drinks, or when we started working on No Free Drinks, which would have been a year ago, we had goals and we've been checking in on them throughout the past, I would say, 3-4 months or so.
Okay.
And so that's kind of what we're going to take you through. But for those of you that, you know, really wanted to take 2018 and, you know, make it your year, start out strong, like you want to make sure that you're still going strong.
Right.
So question, it started almost a year ago, but before that, what was the goal that you guys set out for when you came up with this?
Yes. And that's what we're going to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look Boom. At you. And so that process, then we're actually sharing our goal checking process with all of you as our listeners, because we want you to kind of get to know us a little bit, like a little, our vulnerable side. I mean, none of us were expert podcasters when we started out.
No.
I'm still not.
I got zero media training, as you can tell.
But, you know,
we don't think you had home training at this point.
Yeah, well.
Which training? Which trainings do you
have?
That's
a discussion for another topic. All right, let's go. Let's do this.
So when we thought about our goal, like our one of our paramount goals was like we wanted to build a podcast that was like not your ordinary dating podcast. So many of you might have seen that on our website. But No Free Drinks, and even the name No Free Drinks itself, was meant to challenge social norms and a lot of the expectations that are placed on men and women or people that are dating or like games and stuff, like the game playing, like, oh, well, we said we were going to go get dinner on Thursday, but he hasn't texted me yet. Should I be texting him? And it's like all of those like games that are played. It's like, well, if you both said Thursday and like there wasn't like a designated person to plan it.
Why,
like,
is that even a question? Yo?
Don't assume. Just like if you're genuinely curious, just follow up. And so we used to talk about that stuff and we wanted to break that mold that, you know, men are supposed to do something when they're courting women or dating women and women are supposed to act a certain way. And it's like at the end of the day, no, like we all have brains. We all have a point of view and we should just start coexisting, co-owning the dating process, the relationship process. And even what we've talked about with a lot of the Me Too episodes, the process of having sex. Like there is no such thing as like you should know what I want or you should already come prepared knowing or assuming what I want. So that's kind of like one of the goals that we had and still very much passionate about driving the conversation, especially around topics that people don't really spend a lot of time talking about. Like it's just kind of like, eh, this is how it's always happened. Like I'm just going to go talk to other people that kind of think and feel the same way as I do. And like that's where we really wanted to challenge those norms and really have different types of conversation.
Yeah, burst that bubble.
Yeah. And so we were in a way looking to become the voice of that non-societally compliant or basically not being compliant with expectations within the realms of dating, relationships, and sex.
So you're the rebels without a cause.
In a way.
I mean, if you want to call me that.
If you want to call us that, you can call us that. And so what we did when we started out is that we did invest a lot of time in the podcast and training ourselves. So like back in August of 2017, Wesley and I went to Podcast Movement.
That's really good. I like that.
And is that, do you want to talk a little bit about what Podcast Movement
so
was?
So basically Podcast Movement is...
I want to go.
You want to go?
It's in Philly this
year. It's in Philly this year.
I love Philly.
Yeah. Shout out to Podcast Movement. But... basically, what podcast movement is it's basically, what would you call it? Like a conference of all podcasters, big and small. Whether you haven't even posted your first episode to like an expert who's posted like 300 episodes and making all kinds of money doing the podcast, you get to learn from them. They have like classes and stuff about how to market your podcast, what you should be thinking about. How to put it up on iTunes and Google Play and SoundCloud. SoundCloud. So they have all kinds of stuff and everything in between. Like how to, like it's cool. You get to meet up with some experts in the podcast and actually some that have done radio before and some who produce TV shows. So nice. you get like a lot. There's a lot of feel that goes behind it. And I'm not even doing it like justice. Because it's, I think, like 3 days long or 4 days long?
It was like 3-4 days
for
long.
For us, it was a week because we went to the classes before the movement.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
And
then there was the movement. It's called Podcast Movement. And then there was like the whole, there was like the end where I forget who was it? Shannon, I forget his last name, but he has a podcast and he talks about his family and his stories, homemade stories. So he talked about his life and stuff. It's cool. It's good. So we definitely learned a lot. We definitely learned some new tricks, how to intro podcasts, something I have to do because when we introduced Maddie, we had to scrap the whole intro. So I got to work on that. That's besides the point, but it's a really fun experience. No, the reason why I mentioned that was because one of the things that I had learned from Podcast Movement was like, our intro was shit. Like it was just a song that went on for 30 seconds. And then we got right into it. And then, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they were just like, why is it still playing?
Yeah. Shout out to everybody that got that reference. Yeah.
So then, like, we had like a new intro where we had like all three of us had like little sound bites. It was a little, I would say, what's a good word for it? It was very risque, the intro. So if you've heard the intro from the previous episodes. Well,
oh, the old ones.
The old ones.
Oh,
old
yeah.
Ones
y'all went in.
Yeah, well, yeah. Y'all went in. We definitely went in on our stuff. So yeah. Yeah.
Looking at you, Lena D. Yeah.
I promise you that this one's going to be a little bit more tamer.
I mean, it's
you still can't listen to it with your kids, yeah. But
yeah. It needs to be expressed.
So yeah.
Okay, so I guess for gold one was to define what you wanted to do. Yeah. Right. Well, that's how you started. It's to define it and then invest in or commit to it. It wasn't right. Just like, oh, we want to do a podcast. That'd be cool. And then drop it. No, I'm just making sure like we're recapping it so that people that are listening actually get something from it. They're like, okay, because it's something that we all deal with and we go through. It's just like, I'd love to do this. And then never act on it.
You don't follow through with it.
So to define it and say, this is what I want to do. And then start investing in yourself.
Right.
So that you're actually able to bring this goal into fruition.
Exactly.
I think one of our goals, like, I feel like we're really good about it, is like consistency. We're real consistent.
I mean, every week we've never missed a week.
We never missed a week unless
that we didn't already announce.
We didn't already announce. So like we were real consistent. So I say were, but we still are. What the fuck?
So that's like the thing. It's like you say you're gonna do something. Are you actually taking the steps to do it? And like giving yourself the resources to be able to be successful with what you said that you're gonna do.
Yeah. And investing the time even if you don't have the money. Because you guys talk about also just researching and looking things up.
Yeah, that was a bear, at least for, because I do a lot of the editing and stuff. So that meant getting equipment. And that was a lot. Trying to learn my way around some of the equipment because I had never used some of the stuff before. Mm-hmm. So that was like another challenge in itself, like a big learning curve was operating the equipment, getting the equipment. Finding the right balance with people's voices and stuff and trying to find like a...
In my sexy, sultry voice.
Yeah, I know, right?
As I try to seduce my future husband. Hey, boo. Yeah. I'm going to keep doing this until I get a boo.
Y'all think I'm So it was a challenge, but I enjoyed the challenge, though. And we have a great sounding podcast. A lot of people tell us how this sounds really good, even from episode one, which I think, by the way, is sonically shit. But like I got better like as the episodes went through, so yeah.
And then we also no longer record in that shack that we I'm just joking.
I was like, wait, what's
going on?
I was like, what happened
to record out on the corner of
you could hear the cabs driving by and the traffic
and the homeless people yelling at us.
But I think even to that goal around like, okay, yes, we wanted to be sort of this voice within dating, relationships and sex. We even went to the New York Sex Expo. I had mentioned that in a previous episode. But also evaluating like, okay, how are the conversations going? Like, what are other things that, may not necessarily intersect with those three areas that we originally started out with? Mm. And like, that's actually what we've been finding is that we almost feel a little limited in only staying in those like three little like sandboxes or those three circles. Mm-hmm. And so we have actually started to have those conversations. So when we talked about Me Too or when we talked about the importance of mental health, those weren't all necessarily playing exclusively in like a sex or a relationship or a dating bucket, but they're obviously pieces of like who we are or pieces that are relevant that can impact those types of sort of like types of relationships that you have because of like, let's say if you suffer from mental health issues, are you managing it responsibly such that you can manage being in a relationship with someone else?
Right.
So there were adjacencies, but we also felt like we weren't exactly just wanting to stay within those three circles. So obviously that came with like this process that we're talking through. It's like, okay, well, yes, we had this goal, but is our goal still just to be the experts in dating, relationships, and sex? Or do we feel that we have a bigger story that we could tell and that we have compelling stories that could resonate with our listeners that go beyond just those three areas.
Okay, so I dig it. I hear you. Now, feeling or realizing that you felt limited with that original goal and what you've already outlined and all that hard work that you've already put, like, how do you now move forward with continuing the podcast?
So, in my opinion, this is what I think. I think one of our goals should be to, like, create a safe space and drive, like, conversation that introduces, like, different perspectives. Like, now, what does that even mean? Like, what did I just say?
Because I don't know.
Yeah. So, a lot of times what we do is that, I mean, I'll put it like this. We put out content and it's great or whatever, but what we find sometimes is that people don't necessarily react to our stuff a lot. And then when they do, it's, you know, it's a different perspective that they have. And we did a good job in one of the episodes to kind of tie that up. So what we'd like to do is do a lot more of those kinds of episodes where we're just, you know, really focused on, like, our listeners or the people who engage in our social media content, whether it's good, bad, or ratchet. I think ratchet is kind of in between depending on what the post is, but that's my thing. So, yeah.
Bring me your good, your bad, and your ratchet.
Yeah. And another thing is to create, like, content that is very aligned with who and what we represent as well. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love doing the relationship stuff. Nothing makes me happier than do it. But sometimes it can be a little bit limiting. And sometimes it can be, I guess, it's very, very focused. It's very one dimensional. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are many dimensions of relationships. Don't get me wrong. But the overarching theme is very one dimensional. So
I feel you.
Branching out to something else would probably make our content creation, I guess, a lot more fun. Don't get me wrong. We have fun now. We have fun with what we do and stuff, but
speak for yourself. I'm miserable.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just joking. I
love it. That was, like, a lot more fun. I had a lot of fun with drafting all this other stuff.
Yeah, no, don't get me. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm not. That's not, I guess, there's always fun in diversity, you know? And for us, I guess, you know, it's one thing all the time. So
many, like, opinions, like, the on mental so health, many things.
Yeah, like the mental health episode. I really enjoyed that.
The series.
Like
the episode.
Yeah, or the episode, whatever. But I really enjoyed that because it was, like, a different dimension that we took on something that's still about relationships. That's still about, you know, discussing the human psyche. But we turned it into something that was just more of, like, a meaningful dialogue of conversation. And we had Esperanza here and it was great. So, and I like, you know, having that interaction with people where they give their take on certain things too. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, like, as far as, like, the checking in with that specific goal, because even when we first started the podcast, we wanted to have that inclusive and safe space. And we still want to keep that inclusive and safe space, but it's more like, well, now we want it to be inclusive in the number of topics that we're including, but in a way that still makes sense. So we almost felt like, okay, well, we got to think about the content that we want to put out there.
Yeah.
How does it represent the podcast? How does it represent the brand? How do we bring forth valuable points of view within the topics that we expect to be covering? So by checking in and saying, okay, our goal was to create a safe and inclusive space.
Yep.
Have we done that? And it's like, well, yeah, people feel comfortable expressing their opinions, like, on our social media page, but are we pushing it as much as we can? And, like, that's where we were not measuring up with where we intended to be before. And so we want to keep driving that and spending more time fostering those conversations, which that takes time. So that's, it kind of explains why we want to move from, like, a weekly podcast to a bi-weekly podcast, just so that we have that time to really go out and talk to people, whether it's through our Instagram account or our Facebook account, or even, like, going to more of the conferences, which we stopped doing after the Sex Expo. Like, we really haven't done, like, a lot of new podcast meetups or anything like that. So we also want to spend some time saying, what are other podcasters out there that have a different perspective, and can we have them as guests on our podcast as yeah, they evolve?
Definitely. One of the things that we used to do, contrary to popular belief, is that we actually used to like go out and meet the people, meet other podcasters. So that was like, I always thought that was fun, considering that I'm also an introvert at heart. So I'm always afraid to like meet new people. Like it takes a lot for me to do it. But when we did, it was actually pretty cool. I enjoyed it a lot. But that's the thing that No Free Drinks like didn't do, which was we didn't introduce like new people or new podcasters, or not new podcasters, but like podcasters in general into our show. We could do like collabs and stuff. So that was one thing I missed. So
I dig it. Okay. So point number two, in terms of goals, assess them and don't be afraid to acknowledge that you're falling short and reevaluate.
Yeah.
Your direction. Would you guys agree?
Yeah. I agree.
All right. So you know what? If all else fails, I'm going to be a Cliff Notes writer. I'm going to just summarize the shit out of it.
It's like you just took 8 minutes of content, took it down to 10 seconds.
Pretty much. Two sentences and cut. But no, I think it's a very good point, because I think that's the point a lot of people get to where they become discouraged. Because they're like, I'm not doing what I had wanted to do, but I've already committed. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is to say we have committed, but we want to stay true to what the original goal was.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of things. And we also have to look at how we're presenting our brand and what our brand is.
Yep.
Now, I came in kind of late in the game, so I'm just me. I'm just Maddie, just doing what the fuck I feel like doing.
Doing what Maddie does.
And I guess that's just my brand, because, yeah, but overall as a whole, as a podcast, we wanted to say, well, what do we want you, the people, to get when you look at us, when you see our post, when you interact with us?
Yeah.
So we realized that No Free Drinks just doesn't fully encompass who we are and who we're trying to show the world.
Yep.
So I'm sorry to say this, but we're breaking up with No Free Drinks. It's the end of an era.
Oh, man.
Do you need a drum roll?
I do need a drum roll. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited.
I'm tapping.
You know, probably this, can't even hear the drum roll.
You know, this reminds me of, this is some pop culture shit. They're like real old head pop culture shit. Is like when the Power Rangers, they died off completely and turned into Zeo.
I'm so done with you.
Yeah.
I was like, wait.
And Zordon was like, the Power Rangers are no more. You will be now known as blah, blah, blah. I was like, what the fuck?
On that note, actually, go for it. Wait, okay, do it. So what will we now be known as?
We will be now known as Bold and Body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
In case you missed that, because he was really close to the mic. Our new name is Bold and Body.
Yeah.
And just because, you know, I got to hit you with that Webster dictionary.
Oh, shit.
According to Webster, body means obscene or lewd.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Boisterously or humorously indecent.
Hey, that's like me.
That's essentially all of us.
All of us. If you haven't been listening.
If you haven't been listening, if this for some reason is the first time you are listening to us, go back to a few of the other episodes. Honestly, listen to one of the past episodes before this one. You'll be like, I get it. I understand. Yeah. They are a whole mess. We're not a mess. We're body.
Yeah.
Get at me. Use it in a sentence this week. You're welcome. Hmm. We are here to educate.
And fortune favors the bold. So there you go.
I mean, bold, I feel like everybody knows.
Everybody should know bold
means. But we just felt like that was, it's a better, what's the word I'm looking for? Look at me talking about words and now I can't think of the word that I'm looking for.
A better embodiment, representation.
Representation is a better representation of who we are as a podcast and as a team, as a crew, as La Familia. What up?
Yep.
So that is who we are. We are Bold and Body, formerly known as No Free Drinks.
Formerly known as No Free Drinks.
And with this new rebranding, with this new identity, we're still going to be the semi-ratchet, highly educated.
Speak for yourself. I'm the all the way ratchet. The hell? What? But talk about all the songs I've been listening to, how I feel and shit. The hell you talk about?
Oh my gosh, she's been like unleashed.
Sorry, my bad.
I did not know this was going to happen when I said Bold and Body. We might go back to No Free Drinks.
You're welcome.
Because I don't know who that man just was. Either way, we're going to keep giving you us, but on a broader spectrum.
Yeah.
We no longer feel limited to give you relationship, sex, and just dealing with the fuckery advice.
I mean, we still will, especially if our listeners out there have questions and need advice.
It's always going to come up, but
it won't be the only focus.
We have just felt happiest from what you've heard on reviewing the first two goals, talking about things that don't just fall under that umbrella, because there's so much more to it. And there's so much more to how we move in a society. You know, we've done those episodes on equal pay. We've done episodes on women's rights. We've done episodes on who just our backgrounds. And we want to give you guys more of that. And those just give us the best conversation with you guys. We have the most fun. Now, so to recap that one.
Recap.
You fell off. You realized you wasn't hitting that goal. And you reassess it. That's and have right. no shame in redefining your goals.
Yeah, that's right. Kanye's workout plan. Get it right.
Kanye's still not okay.
No, he's not okay.
He's still
though.
Not okay. With
but his workout plan.
He
was,
hasn't reassessed that goal.
Actually, according to my social media poll, and it wasn't really a poll, but I'm gonna call it a
Nick
poll.
Nick is still gonna get Yeezy.
Then
though.
We could still it's refer back to late registration and college dropout.
There you go. That was okay. real.
Those are sacred.
Yeah. Those are amazing.
Anything after that, it's like nah, fuck with Kanye.
This
like,
guy.
I don't know. 808s and Heartbreaks is kind of because that was kind of good too. Okay, anyway, so either way. That's our summary. Set a goal. There's no shame in having to redefine it, reestablish it. It feels like starting over, but it's not because you've already put in the work. Right?
It would be worse if you gave up on it.
Please don't give up.
And just let it fall apart. Yeah.
Don't fall it fall apart.
And then you wouldn't have anything to show for it come the end of the year or the next few weeks when you're like, oh, it's the middle of the year. What have I done with my life?
True. Especially now in this time of the year where we're mid-year. Look, think about your New Year's resolutions. Don't cringe. Don't make a face. But think about those New Year's resolutions that you made that you were so gung-ho about. You wrote them down. I'm going to have the summer body. I'm going to wear that two-piece. I'm going to get a new job.
I still got a 40-ounce.
Yo,
matter.
Son, my summer body is under construction until 2020. I'm going to let y'all know right now. Because the way my schedule is set up, it's not happening. At least not the six-pack. Nah, I got a summer body. It's whatever body I give you.
It's what I put out there with confidence.
Pretty much.
With that
because there are some really nice swimsuits out there that cover all of this. No, but as we talk about those New Year resolutions, and you have to revisit it, and you have to remember what was your vision, what did you set out to do, and how are you going to do that? So I know we just summarized just a few of our goals and what we've done to get to the point that we're now going to be Bold and Body, but we also want to give you guys some key takeaways also. And one is, well, how do you put it all out there? And there are a few ways. Personally, I like journaling. I like writing things down. Like, I'm a visual person in the sense that if I see the words, it feels more real to me. Mm-hmm. I know some people like doing vision boards. Some people are more tech savvy and they have like all
an
this
Excel sheet or something. Like,
whatever. I'm old school. Give me a pen and paper. And that's what works for me. But you have to find something that works for you.
Yep.
But I know Wesley is super tech savvy. He makes fun of me for having pen and paper.
No, not even. I like
he called me an old lady the other day, guys.
Yeah, I did, though.
Because I busted out some pen and paper. And he was just like, who does that? He's like, my old ass. What up?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Just pull out that what Word document. It's a blank document. You can start typing. Get the typing. Come on, let's go, go, go. Then print it out. There you go. Words.
But I didn't write them. It doesn't feel like it came from my soul.
What?
And that's exactly what that is. It's like kind of like you're soul searching to really manifest kind of this view of, hey, this is what I'm going to get to. And I'm going to put the work in. And that's a kind of like blood, sweat, and tears kind of thing.
Absolutely.
I get that.
You get that cramp when you write in? What? That, that'll help
that,
you focus.
That ink stain.
Exactly. Like, why are my hands blue?
Because the pen cramp, exploded. The cramp happens because, like, we don't, like, handwrite like that anymore. Back in the day, when I was a kid, what? Monster. Now, like, man, I can get get through half a page without, my hand.
No, that's because you're old.
What the fuck?
That's your arthritis acting up. Holy
shit. Man, I tried writing in cursive the other day. What?
Wait, what? You can't write in cursive anymore?
I said I tried writing in
you
cursive.
Can't write it?
Like, I have to, like, I have a page in cursive, like actually writing.
Oh,
it.
Oh, more
like,
than just your signature?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
What? You? I always write in cursive.
Really?
Yeah, all of my stuff is in cursive.
What?
I write in print when I get, yeah, like,
I'm a
like,
print guy.
Print is only when I've written so much in cursive that I'm like, okay, fine, I guess.
Let me switch it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch it up on these hoes with some print. Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm a print person.
Yeah, print all day.
I was always told that printing was for children.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah, she did.
No, I have my mom.
Oh. No, I had a Catholic mother, which was the same thing, essentially.
Yeah, she got that ruler, put it to your knuckles, pow. What are you doing?
Yeah, and my mom, my grandmother, they've all always written just in cursive. Like, print was for special occasions kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be my next social media poll.
I remember having this teacher in middle school. Her name was Miss Farina. What? She had the most amazing handwriting. I don't know why we talk about handwriting right now. I'm sorry.
You're the one that just went off talking about Miss Farina.
I still
Farina,
think about that. I'm like,
because the only Farina that I know is the one that makes that porridge.
No, that it wasn't her. She was an English teacher. And man, like freehand, perfect.
I'm just saying. Freehand, y'all know what I'm talking about.
I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? You would have sworn she had a degree in penmanship. All right, anyway, let's go.
Anyway, calligraphy? So,
penmanship?
Back to goals.
Okay, so yeah, find a way to get your goal and actually physically visualize it.
Yeah.
So
it's important.
Pen to paper, a vision board, creating something in OneNote or a Word document or Excel, whatever the goal might be, find some way to actually get it out there and define it. Define those goals. So we talked about that a bit earlier, but one way to define goals is the SMART method. In case you don't know what the SMART method is, Lena D is going to educate y'all.
Yeah.
So it's basically an acronym, and it's a tool that I've used in the workplace before, but it's actually very effective when you're thinking about your own personal goals, things that you never actually have come around to do. Like you say, hey, I'm going to do it, and then you don't commit to it, and you don't actually get into it, and then you never do it. So SMART, the S stands for specific, M stands for measurable, A stands for achievable, R stands for relevant, and then T stands for time bound.
Yay.
So basically what that means is that you have to be specific with your goals. You can't just be like, I'm going to get a summer body. You got to be like, okay, I am going to start by eating healthy because my ass can't make it to the gym.
These goals are already gone. Chicken wings on deck. Let's go.
So, there's people out there that can do this.
So
y'all can do it though.
It's not just that overarching, I need a summer body. It's, I need to lose 20 pounds so that I'll have the body that I feel like is summer body ready.
There
like,
you go.
So it's a component of it, right? Like you start targeted. To break it out into small bites.
Okay.
So you can't just be like, I'm going to have a summer body. Oh, shit. That means I have to go to the gym every day. That means I have to eat right. That means I have to drink all this water. It's like you start small. So in this example, I'm going to start with like eating healthy. So then measurable. Okay. So what does eating healthier for you mean? Mm-hmm. If you're eating junk food every day.
McDonald's on deck.
It's probably achievable for you to say, I am going to at least try to do meal prep and eat home-cooked meals for 4 days out of the seven.
Okay. So and that's two in one. Boom.
So then there
measurable
you're being,
and achievable.
You're being specific and like you're already specific. You're measuring it out and sort of how are you going to, how is it going to be meaningful, motivating? And then how can you achieve it? Because you're not saying that you're going to be cooking for all 7 days. You still have your cheat days here and there or the days that you go out and have dinner with your girlfriends. But
Carmine's on deck.
It's at least.
What did you say?
Carmine's on deck.
He's talking about pasta.
Oh my gosh. So ridiculous.
So then relevant.
Wait,
so,
here's how you know we're really different. He's talking about pasta. I'm thinking, so that means we could drink.
Wow.
It's like booty drinky.
But we have a good ass time though.
Yeah.
Carbs and wine. Yes. Okay, best. Next one is.
And then it's about being relevant. So you're not going to say, oh, I want to make it about healthy eating. But then you're like, oh, well, I'm actually going to look in how to be a better baker. Like being a better baker is not relevant to eating healthy.
I dig it. Especially if you're like me and you just go off on all sorts of tangents.
It's like, well,
you get started and it's just like, oh, I'm going to cook more at home. But in order to cook more, maybe I should start baking my own bread because I can make healthier bread. Well, how do I bake that bread? And then you go down this rabbit hole, especially if you're on Pinterest. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I'm saying that I'm not
really
relevant.
Feeling relevant. Okay.
And that's not relevant. It's like, no, stick to your chicken and your veggies.
The easy way. Okay.
And then just look at nutrition facts for that bread. Stop trying to bake it.
Have you had homemade bread? I've made bread, though, by the way.
I'm pretty sure it's amazing, but
it's really good.
I don't know how long it takes.
It takes a while.
And then lastly, time bound. So don't just say, oh, it's going to get done. You say, no, I'm going to like basically go shopping on a Thursday or Friday. So then on Saturday, Sunday, I can actually do this meal prep. And I'm going to give myself the goal to do that over the next 2-3 weeks. To make sure if I can consistently do it for 2-3 weeks. And then you evaluate and say, oh, crap, like that 1 week went to shit because I decided to go to happy hour.
Every day.
Both on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And Sunday was brunch.
And then we brunched on Sunday. And then we were off on Monday. So then we just ate out again. Yeah.
It happened.
You just spiral out of control.
So that's what that is. And that's how you would apply it with the whole summer body.
I dig it. And one thing that we touched on that you might have missed, it's having those milestones. So you said a 2 or 3 week check-in. And we talked about it overall for the podcast goals. Like you would regularly go back and say, hey, what were those goals again? And when do we want to achieve those goals? So we have those milestones to say, okay, we reached this point. Let's reevaluate it. We reach this point, let's reevaluate it. So with your weight loss, it's easier because you could be like, okay, my milestones are, I'm going to lose 5 pounds and then my next milestone is 10 pounds and then I'll reevaluate like how I'm eating, how I'm working out, whatever the case might be. But you have to have something that's going to help to keep you focused and have this target that are smaller, essentially just smaller goals from the big one. And that helps you to stay accountable.
Yeah. Communicating. Accountability for your goals.
Yeah, and then, whatever. So, anyway. what would you consider like an example of like communicating like a goal so that you stay accountable?
Man, communicate to all your friends, your family members, everybody. Tell them that I want to lose 15 pounds. I want to have this great body, right? But then you know what happens? They keep you in check. They be like, oh, so you eating that pizza right there? Let me have that pizza. You just slide over here. I thought you were getting healthy. That's how you keep
I wouldn't. Okay. So the only thing
you pull the jack move on them. You just be nice and be like, well, instead of eating this, you should eat that.
No, because I don't need you telling me what the fuck I'm supposed to be eating.
Yeah, well, then I'm going to have to jack you for your food then. You want that pepperoni pizza?
One thing that you do. Wow. Run that pizza. Did I just get jacked?
Dang, from my pizza? Like, what, pizza is gone?
Pizza's gone. Yes, right.
Wesley, but the one thing I will say is I want to tell your goals to everyone, because you know those people. There are some people in your life that aren't going to support you.
Yeah, because they're haters.
So you pick those people that you know are going to be supportive while holding you accountable.
So yeah,
you know,
we start this podcast. Woo!
You're gonna have those people that are like, "Why do you even think that you can do that? Oh, you're gonna lose 15 pounds, really?" Really, just like last year, you said you're gonna lose 10 pounds and you couldn't even do that. You don't need that kind of negativity in your life. No, no.
I mean, when we started the podcast, there was some negativity though, but we ain't gonna get into that.
But the thing is, I think what's good though about kind of a combination between like Maddie's advice and Wesley's advice is that if you do tell someone that you think will be supportive and you trust them a goal that you're doing and they're not supportive, then that's actually good information for you to know, because you know where to focus your time.
Actually, that's good motivation, because like, I don't know, some of these people didn't even think we were gonna last like 20 episodes. I still, you know what, let me
what episode we at right now?
Yeah, where we at? Oh, that's what I thought. And were you 49? Doing nothing? All right, anyway, what's next?
Actually, but I think that's how we're gonna end it.
Yeah, that was it.
Anyway, like, let's end this on a positive note. All right. Get your milestones, get your checkpoints, make sure you meet those goals, communicate those goals to the people who you feel are going to help you reach those goals, not haters. So I had to emphasize that.
Make sure they're smart goals.
Yeah, make sure they're smart goals, of course. And, you know, document your goals, right? We can write it down, put it in a Word document. Maddie likes pen and paper, like the old lady that she is.
I write, and then after I do that, I sip my tea and do my needlework.
You know,
in my rocking chair.
I literally believe every word you just said, except the rocking chair part. But I think you probably do have a rocking chair. But
maybe that modern IKEA one, not really a rocking chair.
I'm not gonna front. If I had a rocking chair, that would probably be my life. But future husband, I need you to know that I will get rid of it as soon as we meet. Not because I'm not being true to myself, but because I don't want you to think that I'm not fun. And
I mean, you could use the rocking chair for some fun.
We could do some stuff on that rocking chair.
And
absolutely.
And maybe
but after we're married, because I'm still celibate.
Couple words of wisdom from me. All jokes aside, just because you don't meet a goal doesn't mean, and you worked hard at it, doesn't mean that you failed.
Failure.
Like a lot of people.
Wow.
A lot. See, you know what? I'm trying to be encouraging right now. A lot of
I'm
people feel like when they don't meet
deal with.
When they don't meet a goal at a specific time, you know, at this day, that it's all effed up and they're not going to do it anymore. Don't ever get discouraged. That's another thing too. Don't get discouraged because something, when you started something, it didn't quite turn out the way that you thought it would, but because you still worked hard, that it turned out into a completely different way. Sometimes you just got to learn how to fail in order to succeed. Like, it's just me personally.
It's so, okay to be discouraged, yeah, as long as you don't quit. Like,
basically,
okay, I set out to lose 15 pounds. I only lost 10. I'm going to keep working till I lose that last 5.
Right.
It's not like you're going to just undo all the hard work that you've already put in because you didn't hit this one particular goal. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't all for naught. Like, keep at it.
Just keep at it and you'll get there.
If that was the case, we wouldn't be bold and bawdy right now.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
We would be...
We'd probably be
at home,
ashes,
doing work.
Yeah. It would just be no free drinks. Last episode, 26, with no closure.
You guys were right. We are failures. Goodbye, world. <Wow. laughs>
Give me the knife. Nah, don't do
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, I didn't say all that.
Whoa.
I did not say all that.
Whoa.
I just meant goodbye. Like, we're not going to record anymore. Jeez.
Oh my God.
I'm just gonna go sit in my rocking chair.
We're gonna cut
my
the cables
needlework.
On these mics. That's what we're gonna do. We're not.
Hold up. We could sell this.
We can resell
this. Oh no, we're gonna sell the mics though. The mics are,
I mean, we're not.
We're not selling the mics though.
We're bold and body.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going anywhere.
We're here.
We're bold
we're
and
here.
Body.
We're here.
Bold.
Not bold and in a pawn shop.
So as a quick recap, we are changing our name. We will be coming back.
Oh, I can't wait till you guys hear the topics that we got. What?
Well, we're
because we're switching to a bi-weekly.
Man.
So we have one more episode left.
As No Free Drinks.
50. As No Free Drinks. It'll be our season finale.
50.
And we actually...
Oh my God, it's 50. That's a milestone.
Yeah.
50.
Episode 50.
And all you motherfuckers who thought that we would get to 20, fuck you. Anyway, next.
Yo, oh I feel gosh. Like what you should have been listening to was some Biggie. Because Biggie would be popping right now. That's how we should close out. Just play close some Biggie.
Play some Biggie.
Just saying. I don't know what that it. Was.
All his attempt to beatbox it. But so,
leave that to Dougie Fresh.
So we will bring you one more episode next week. We may or may not take a break. We haven't decided yet. But
if we do, we'll let you know.
But we'll let you know on Instagram. You know, follow us.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
You can follow me at Maddie_NFD. Oh, we have to change our Instagram handles. We'll let you know what it is.
Yeah, we'll let you know what that
is. We'll be blasting it.
Yeah,
so.
We'll definitely blast it. Oh, and by the way, for everybody who's subscribed right now, stay subscribed. Nothing's going to change on you guys' end.
It's going to be seamless.
Yeah, it's going to be seamless, all right? Please don't unsubscribe. Please don't unsubscribe. Please don't unsubscribe. If you are subscribed, do not do anything.
It will
change
you.
Automatically, okay? You will see a new everything. It's going to be bold and body. We're going to tell you what the tagline is and all that shit, all right? So, but the most important thing is that if you are still a, if you have your email subscribed to us on No Free Drinks, don't fucking worry about that. We got you. That's going to be seamless as well.
If you're not subscribed, subscribe now.
Please. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe.
Subscribe now. We're gonna have some, can bring you along.
We're going to have some banging ass content in the background. If you are subscribed, trust me. I know we said that before.
But I wasn't here before. So
I'm telling you. I'm
about to
telling you. We're going to have something for y'all. We definitely going to have some hidden content for y'all, for you guys to consume.
It sounded like a threat. I got something for that ass.
I'm coming for you. You better subscribe. You better hit that like button. You better be commenting on our shit. And you better give us 5 stars, damn it. Sorry, I'm just playing. Maddie got real afraid. Like,
I know I started it, but I thought that was it. Like, you know how like, you instigate some shit?
Yeah.
And then it gets real and you're like, oh, hold up, wait.
Hold on.
This ain't what I signed up
pause,
for.
Wait, come on.
Abort.
No, come
abort
on.
For real.
Do I peel this muffin cap back blue?
On that note, it's been real. We hope that you got something from all of the goals that we talked about. If you have any questions, if you want us just to give you a little more guidance to help you along your way, let me stop. Hit us up on social media. Send us an email. We have ways to contact us all over the place.
Yes.
So we're more than happy to be there for you, to hold your hand.
Yep.
Not in a creepy way. Okay, maybe in a creepy way.
Okay.
Maybe. Only if you want to.
Yeah. Remember, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Or a push.
Peace out, Girl Scouts. Wow. You ain't shit. You ain't shit, Maddie. I'm stopping this
that
shit.
That was